I'm Clint Emerson, and welcome to Season 2 of Can You Survive This Podcast, where the interview is just as dangerous as the scenarios I put my guests through. From hostage situations to natural disasters, carjackings, active shooters, and more, if you're looking for the skills necessary to survive these situations, then this is the show for you. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Clint, and thank you for listening to another episode of Can You Survive This Podcast? We are doing a compilation of the greatest hits, if you will, of the past. And we thought, hey, why not give you a taste of the best interviews you may have missed, the best survival stories and tips you may not have paid attention to last time? So hold on and get ready for Can You Survive This Podcast's greatest hits. Enjoy. Unfortunately for you, it's time to see if you actually can survive this podcast, which I have a feeling you're going to be just fine considering the crap you've survived so far. But
okay, give it to me.
All right, we'll find out. Here we go. So your hypothetical survival scenario. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this one looks interesting. I kind of do these with you guys. So,
okay. Well, so this is the first time you've read it?
I know of each one, but sometimes the answers get switched around and stuff, which makes it fun. So, all right. It is nighttime, and you are arriving at an event that is taking place at a large banquet room in a 40-story skyscraper. Okay? The event is a cocktail meet and greet kind of thing with people in the entertainment industry there in Australia.
I've been there. Picture it.
Maybe Russell Crowe be there. He's a big fan of the show. Did you know that? And then let's see. So the event is invite only. Mm-hmm. You did not get a plus one, so you're all on your own. You can't rely on your husband. After you enter the lobby of the building, you're checked in by a hostess with a guest list. She lets you know that phones are not allowed in the event. She will keep your phone in a locker. It'll be checked in the lobby. You'll keep the key to your locker, and you'll get your phone back later. Okay? So, right off the bat, do you A, turn in the phone and take the key, or B, refuse and skip the event?
Depending how good this event's gonna be.
You're a party girl. You're a party girl, remember?
Yeah. Well, did they know that I had a spare phone in my back pocket? So I'd hand in the phone they thought I had.
Look at you already thinking. You're already thinking this out. I gotcha.
Yeah. So, or depending if they're there watching me put my phone in, like, I'm trying to think of situations where I can keep my phone, because obviously you never know when you need your phone. But yeah, I carry two phones at this point in time.
Look at you. Okay. So I'm going to go with, you're saying A then. You're giving a phone up.
I'm going to give a phone up.
All right. Going a phone up. And that is, let's see. Yes, that is correct. You give the phone, you take the key. Okay, good job. Because you want.
Why is that correct?
Because you're doing the right thing because you want to go to this party.
Okay.
So you turn in your phone. You make sure you take note of which locker it was put into because you're very aware, obviously. You are now phoneless, regardless of the hypothetical second one you have. You have no phone. The hostess directs you to the elevator, and it takes you to the 11th floor, all right, which is where the banquet room is. Mm-hmm. After taking the elevator up, you check out the party for a little while. The line to the bathroom is really long, so you try to go find your way down a different hallway. Maybe there's a bathroom with not such a long line. Yeah. While you're in the bathroom, you hear shots fired. Automatic gunfire rains out, okay? The party is being taken hostage by several gunmen. Do you A, sneak back into the banquet room and see what's going on, or B, leave the bathroom and move away from the banquet hall?
B, for sure. I don't think I need to know what's going on because I've heard what's going on, and I think I I don't think I would be able to help much in that situation. I don't have any guns on me. So, yeah, I would go away. And then also, I don't have my phone on me, but I'm sure I could find a phone somewhere to call out to people, let them know what's going on. So I think I'd be more useful if I left. Because once I'm in there, I'm probably going to stay in there. So, yeah.
Yes, you are correct. B is the right answer. You move away from the bad guys, right? I mean, increasing distance increases survivability. You get off the X. The X is the spot where the bad guys feel like they have the biggest advantage with stealth and surprise and speed. So, yeah, you want to get away from the X.
Yeah.
You move away from the banquet hall and find yourself at the end of a hallway where there is where the elevator is, okay? The door to the stairs is next to the elevator, but it's chained shut, okay?
Yeah.
So it sounds like people are now moving in your direction. Do you A, get on the elevator, or B, run to the other end of the hallway?
I would get in the elevator. I'm like, is this right? I'm like, normally I wouldn't take the elevator because I'd normally take the stairs so they can't see where you're going and what level you're going, that someone's in there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to run back towards everybody. So I even if I went down just one more level and then I could check and see if the stair
was open. Look at you.
Am I really thinking?
You're doing good. No, you're saying good, all the you're saying all the right things. You're it's like almost like you're reading off my paper here. Can you see my screen?
I can see it on your glasses there.
Oh yeah, that's right. you get on the elevator because really you don't have a choice. You just said it. You can't. I mean, you're not going to run towards gunfire.
No.
I mean, unless you've got a gun and or you're just feeling kamikaze.
Yeah.
Since you can hear people coming. Who may be bad guys, you go with getting on the elevator, which is about as smart as you can get, and you get the hell out of there. No sense running around in the hallways. You don't know the building that well either, right? This is all new ground for you. So you're in the elevator, and now you hear people in the hallways say, "Did someone just get in the elevator?" So do you A, take the elevator down to the lobby, or B, take the elevator to a different floor and look for more discreet exits? You already kind of answered this.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. Look at you.
I would also probably use the elevator and press a few of the buttons to make sure they wouldn't know what level I got out on. So I could press it down to the one below, but then maybe I would stay in and then go a couple more below and then see if the door to the stairwell is open.
Right. False insertions, we call that. Right, because bad guys used to hear us with our helicopters. So you make sure you go land your helicopter about five times in five different locations, and they don't know which location we actually got out of the helicopter. Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, you want to hit all the buttons. That's a great idea. Okay. Good job. If the bad guys made it to the 11th floor, they likely took over the lobby. So a lobby isn't a good idea because they probably have people down there. You can take the elevator to the lower floors and see if you can, take steps from there, find a phone, call the police, a lot of good stuff that you mentioned. You take the elevator to the second floor. Okay. Yep. The floor looks like corporate office under renovation, right? Tools are laying around, et cetera. You see a landline plugged in, right? Those are hard to come by these days. So do you A, find somewhere to hide, or B, grab the landline phone and start using it?
Grab the phone, start using it.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be connected to a landline phone nowadays. So I would definitely do that. You can still go and hide while you're talking. And then I would probably do that, but then I'd probably move on as quickly as possible. I don't know if I'd want to just sit and hide because you never know if they're going to blow up the whole thing. So my idea would be I want to get out. And what's the best way of getting out without
keep moving, right?
Lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, using the phone is definitely the right answer. Good job. And you use the phone to call the police. Yeah. As you tell the operator where you are, the elevator dings, right? Ding. And the doors start to open. You duck behind an unfinished cubicle space, right? Those little cubicle walls.
Yeah.
A bad guy with a gun exits the elevator and is about 20 feet from you. He sees the phone you were using off the hook because you didn't hang it up. Do you A, charge the guy. Just run at him as fast as you can. Or B, make a distraction instead and make him look the other way.
Definitely B. I don't think my frame would really do much if I charged at him, and he'd probably just shoot me while I was running to him. So I would definitely somehow create a distraction. I don't know how that, what I could do. If I had something on me, I could throw it, but like it would still be quite difficult in that situation to create a distraction. I'd hope I'd have something on me. Create a distraction if I could.
Right. I mean, if it's, you know, you have to really, there's a lot going on here, but obviously you have to take into consideration what you're up against, you know, and being very comfortable with what your true capabilities are, right? Am I capable of doing whatever versus what I can't do, and being completely honest with yourself. And so, you know, there's some people that, you know, make these crazy decisions and they succeed. But in a life or death situation, you might as well take advantage of the guy, you know, exploit him the best you can without engaging him, which is distracting him. You can grab any object, you know, there's tools, there's staplers on desks, you name it, and chunk it in the direction, make a noise so that it gives you time. And what people don't realize is time can be an ally or it can be an adversary, right? You want to make time an ally. And so by creating time creates options, creating options equals increased survivability. Okay. When he turns towards the sound, you charge him and you take him out with a screwdriver. Okay. And you shove it right in his neck. Okay. His blood's going everywhere. Now you have his gun and you have his walkie-talkie, his radio. So, do you A, take his gun back to the 11th floor and start saving lives, Rambo style, or B, check through all the channels on the bad guy's radio and see if you can connect with maybe a police channel?
Well, if I could be, for sure. I think you're stupid if you're going to go back there. You don't know how many people are back there. I think, like I said, my frame, I don't have any gun experience. So I probably would be shooting something not on target. So, definitely be. And, I would try and obviously use the walkie-talkie. I don't know if you could. Can you, with the walkie-talkies, can you get onto the police by that?
It depends. You can, here in the States, you can buy law enforcement radios. You got to have a good reason, but you can get a hold of them. And then what that does is it allows you to get on locked channels, you know, for lack of better words. So these are bad guys. Maybe these are high end bad guys. They bought the good radios. You could listen to, get on a police.
Definitely be.
You get on a police channel. So you find the police channel, and you also look out the window and see a single cop car approaching the building, right? And over the radio, you hear the cop saying, "Hey, everything at this building looks fine to me." The cop starts to make a U-turn and leave, right? Which is the last thing you want. You try to use the radio to tell him not to leave, but the signal doesn't seem to get to him. He can't hear you. So you try to use the phone from earlier, but now the line is conveniently dead. The cop is about to leave. Do you A, shoot out the windows of the floor you're on and get his attention, or B, take the elevator to the roof and try to get reception on the radio?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
They get harder and harder.
Oh, part of me wants to, I feel like the police, because you said the police are literally turning away, I don't think I would have a time to get all the way to the roof. So I don't think that, because it's 40 floors. So, and I'm,
you're down at the bottom.
Yeah. So I don't think that would be an option as much. And also, like, you don't even know if there's going to be a reception up there. So I would definitely try and shoot out the window, and then I would leave that floor to make sure no one knows where I'm at.
You are good. Yes. you're going to shoot out the windows. Try to get his attention before he leaves. And yeah, once again, time. People don't take into consideration how important time is. You can have great ideas, but do you have the time to execute them? That's what you have to ask yourself. And yeah, you're not running up those flights of stairs with bad guys all over the place and exposing yourself. The cop will be gone before the time you get to an elevator or go upstairs, and you could be killed if you tried to go to the roof. So, if you haven't noticed what this scenario is following, just like in Die Hard, you shoot out the windows and you throw the bad guy's body out the window, okay? And it lands on top of the cop car, which is perfect. So you hear him
erupt. Definitely got his attention now.
You got his attention. You hear him erupt over the radio that there is definitely something going on at this building and that a dead body just fell on my car. So do you A, now go to the roof and try to communicate with the radio, or B, hide where you are until the cops come?
I think I would hide, because like you were saying, in the last situation, time, and also you don't know if there are the bad guys in the stairwell and it is so far up. I don't think I would actually get up there in time, and I'm sure I'd see someone along the way. So if there's no one on that floor right now, the bad guys know the cops are here. So I feel like I would stay and hide. Whether I'd hide on that floor or whether or not, actually, I probably would hide on that floor, because I feel like once they know the cops are there, they'll be running up and down the stairway. So I don't think they're going to be safe.
Is that
No. Mm. Oh my gosh, no. Maybe you've got to rethink the answer.
The thing about staying put is that the bad guys could actually come look for their missing buddy, right?
Yes.
And now you're going to stay exactly where he went missing. And not to mention, eventually they're going to realize he fell on a police car from a window.
Okay.
So you want to get, you've created a new X for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So anytime there's another big incident, like using an automatic weapon to shoot out a window and then throw a body out of it, you've just created a new X for yourself, right? So you need to keep moving. So A, move to the roof so you can get a signal, communicate with the cops, all right? But you only missed one, so you're still surviving the podcast.
Okay,
all right.
I'm still alive.
You're doing okay.
Okay.
All right. So now you get to, so you get off the X and you head to the roof. You get to the roof and radio to the cops, giving them more information and telling them the situation because, you know, you're smart like that.
Yeah.
And they tell you now, okay, hide in place and let us handle it from here. So last question. Do you A, go back down the 11th floor and take out some bad guys because you're not too sure if the cops are going to do their job, or B,
Before you even say it, go on.
Or B, follow the cops' instructions.
I'll follow those cops.
That's right, because you are a law enforcer, not a law bender.
Exactly. Anything that they say, I do.
Yeah, so
obviously, I'm going to, because like how we've spoken about the entire time, you don't know where they are. Now you're up on the roof, like, God, it's going to take hours getting down. So I'm sure, listen to them, stay safe, and then let them do their job, because I'm not going to be taking out any baddies, that's for sure.
Well, Anna, you did great. So
I got that one. Damn it. I feel like it could have gone either way. You know?
Oh, you did awesome. You got 9 out of 10. And I mean, let's face it, we're writing the scenario. So, you know, people are going to get them wrong, whether they like it or not. You're listening to Can You Survive This Podcast? Thanks for tuning in. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, and share on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is Can You Survive This Podcast, and you know that we're going to be moving here to the big screen,
okay,
and putting you through a hypothetical survival scenario. And it's up to you whether you survive or not. And as like I always say, the answers are right, regardless of what your answer is.
So didn't Mike get like a 70 on this or something?
I think so, maybe. I think
going for a 72.
Yeah, you just got to pass.
Yeah.
That's it. So here we go. Cool music start now. All right. It's nighttime, and you're arriving at an event that's taking place in a large banquet room in a 40-story skyscraper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The event is cocktail meet kind of greet thing, you know, for people in the car world. It's a Motor Trend event. Okay. And all those kind of people are there. Now, the event is sort of like an invite-only thing where people head to, like, a car show, car meet thing, except it's fancy-smancy with cocktails and everyone's dressed somewhat nice. There's rumor that there's going to be a new concept car revealed at this event, so, of course, you're interested and you want to see. After you enter the lobby of the building, you're checked in by a hostess with a guest list, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, the hostess lets you know phones are not allowed at the event, basically because they don't want any pictures of this new car being taken.
Mm-hmm.
She'll keep your phone in the locker at check-in at the lobby, all right? And you'll get a key to the locker, and you'll get your phone back at the end of the event, okay? So mm-hmm. Do you, A, turn in your phone and take the key, or refuse and just skip the event?
Because I want to beat Mike's score, I'm going to go with A.
That's right. He was picking all the alpha male answers for sure.
Oh, I would have for sure right. left when I seen black tie. I'm like, fuck this.
All right. Let's see if you're right. Hey, look at you. You're already kicking off to a good start. Okay. So you got that right. And basically, I mean, why would you want to, you know, have an issue with that? Good security is good security. I appreciate good security. In fact, mm-hmm. we had a saying, you know, in the covert special operations world is self, you know, technology kills, mainly because there is so much of it. Mm-hmm. And if you think for a second you're going to go out the door that day or night with a cell phone on you, any modern vehicle, then foreign intel services are going to track that phone, going to track that vehicle. People forget about things like OnStar, especially these idiots that want to go fucking murder someone.
Yeah.
They think even if you're not paying for OnStar, guess what?
It's still there.
The records are still there that mm-hmm. you drove your car to that house and you blew that fucking dude's head off.
Yeah. That's so, why you get that old plumbing truck. You get in that bitch. And that's
there you go.
That's you go.
If you're going to use vehicles, you got to make sure they don't have any of the onboard tracking systems. Rental cars have tracking systems because they want to recover the vehicles when most people don't turn them back in properly. I mean, that's why for us operationally overseas, technology gets you killed. But if you're a criminal, mm-hmm. well, technology is going to get you caught.
Yeah.
Just go watch Dexter and you can learn everything you need to know
exactly
on how to be a serial killer.
That's a good show.
So now, you know, you're now phoneless, of course, you're gunless, and the hostess directs you to an elevator which takes you to the 11th floor, which is where the banquet's being held. After taking the elevator up, you check out the party for a little bit, you know. You're looking around, seeing what's going on, seeing if there's anybody you know. The line to the bathroom is really, really long, so you go find a different way down the hallway. While you're in a bathroom, you know, one that had less of a line, you hear shots fired. They're automatic gunfire, and the party is being taken hostage by several gunmen, mm-hmm. okay? So, while you're in the bathroom, you hear the shots fired, the party is being taken hostage. Do you A, sneak back into the banquet room to see what's going on, or B, leave the bathroom and move away from the banquet hall?
Man, damn it, I want to beat Mike. I'm going to go B.
Let's see what you got here. Yay, look at you, B. Leave the bathroom. I will tell you the number one reason you should leave a bathroom is because bathrooms are dead ends.
Oh, yeah.
Emphasis on dead.
Yeah.
And here's the difference. Any other room, it's got furniture, heavy objects, you can at least barricade the door, right? So, and that's the goal is if you're going to be in any room, especially when shots are fired, you want to be in a room that allows you to barricade the door and use an alternate exit. Bathrooms mm-hmm. is usually only one way in, one way out, and there's nothing in there that can barricade the door. So you want to get the hell out of there. That is what I call the perfect X. And your job is to get off the X as soon as possible. You move away from the bad guys. You're basically getting off the X. And you don't just want to wait in the bathroom anyway to get killed, get mm-hmm. shot. You move away from the banquet hall because distance equals survivability. especially when you're in crisis. And you get to the end of the hallway where there's an elevator. The door to the stairs, right, is next to the elevator, but it's chained shut. Okay, these are smart bad guys. Sounds like people are moving in your direction. Okay, so do you A, get on the elevator, B, run to the other end of the hallway?
Man, the elevator's going to tell them exactly where I'm going to go, so I'm going to go with B.
Run to the other end of the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what the...
Did I get killed?
Your scenario says. A, get on the elevator. Main reason is because if...
It's still getting away.
Yeah. You have an elevator at your disposal. You can't go to the stairs, and you're going to end up getting stuck on a floor. If you want to get stuck on a floor, get stuck on a lower floor.
Yeah.
So where windows and other exits become an exit strategy for you. You're on the 11th floor, which fucking sucks because that's, you know, that's going to kill you if you jump.
Yeah. Supposedly.
And, you know, another aspect of this is the elevator. If you're going to play the cat and mouse game, an elevator is a great tool as long as it's working.
Yeah.
But you got to be smart, which leads to the next piece of the scenario.
Plus, they may not have chained them other stairs up that, higher or
now
lower.
Now you're thinking. Now yeah. You're thinking.
Editor, let's go back.
That's right. So you can hear people coming who may or may not be bad guys, and that's the other piece of the equation. If you go with A, or I'm sorry, you get on B, basically the noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other piece. Inside, all kinds of sounds become omnidirectional. Route. The way sound waves propagate through hallways and rooms and doors, sometimes it's difficult to determine where the noise is really coming from.
Yeah.
And that's why when gunshots are fired, people accidentally run towards gunfire indoors because they think they're running away from it. So,
the echoes.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, to get the fuck out of there, you're going to go ahead and get on the elevator. No sense running around in hallways where you could end up just standing in front of bad guys. So you get on the elevator, and now you hear people in the hallway say, "Did somebody get on the elevator? Did somebody get on the elevator?" So do you A, take the elevator down to the lobby, or B, take the elevator to a different floor and look for more discreet exits?
Oh, definitely B.
B. Let's see what it says. B. Good job, buddy. So, yes, you want to take the elevator to a different floor. As you mentioned, there might be other possible exits, which you're already thinking ahead, and that's a good thing to do, especially in these situations. And you want to get lower. Like, for me, I'd be like, let's get the fuck low as possible so that I don't have to deal with higher floors. If the bad guys made it to the 11th floor, the more likely place to place a sentry or a watch or another one of their guys is at the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So even though that might sound like a good idea at first, if bad guys, these are smart bad guys, they got automatic weapons, they've already come to the 11th floor, they've probably put a couple of guys down there because that's obvious, right?
Yeah.
So we want to stay away from the lobby unless, of course, we can kind of sneak up on it. And the last thing we want is a ding and the elevator doors open and you're at the lobby and you got bad guys blowing you away.
Yeah.
So you can take the elevator to the lower floors and see if you can take the steps from, take steps from there, or find a phone and call the police, right? Getting the 911 call out becomes really important right now. You take the elevator to the second floor. This floor looks like a corporate office under renovation. You know, there's tools laying about. You see a landline plugged in. Landlines, you know, they're kind of rare, but they still exist in corporations. So, do you, A, find somewhere to hide, or B, use the damn phone?
No, I'm going to use the phone.
I'm going to use the phone. That's what I would say, but let's see what this says. B, use the phone. Of course you're going to use the phone. You use the phone to call the police. As you tell the operator where you are, you hear the elevator ding. And the doors start to open. Okay? You duck behind an unfinished cubicle. And the bad guy with a gun exits the elevator by himself. And he's about 20 feet from you. Okay? He sees the phone that you were using is off the hook. Okay? So, do you charge the guy? Okay? A, just run at him. Or B, create or make a distraction?
Definitely go with the distraction.
Distraction, right? I mean, 20 feet away, as soon as you pop up, you've lost the element of surprise. Now you got 20 feet of awkwardness that you could die.
Yeah, and him with them zigs and zags.
Right. And here's the thing, creating distractions, and I've learned this in the real world. If you're going to distract someone, that distraction, once you do it, you only get away with it once.
Yeah.
And then you better act. And when you act after that distraction, it better be like the fucking act of violence like you've never done before in your life. So you grab an object in this renovated cubicle area and you throw it to make a noise and distract the gunman. When he turns towards the sound, now you charge him. Okay. Now you're going full on violent mode. You take him out with a screwdriver straight to a fucking throat. Cool. Yeah. And now he's lying on the ground. Now you have his gun. Okay. And his walkie-talkie. Do you, A, take his gun back to the 11th floor and save everyone? Or B, check through all the channels on the bad guy's radio, his walkie-talkie, to see if you can connect with any of the police radio frequencies that are out there?
If it was a video game, yeah, I'd definitely go B.
Yeah, why not, right? Because intel, collect information, take that opportunity to see what these guys are up to. Maybe you can figure out all their locations through listening to their comms. And it gives you, without a doubt, a huge advantage. We will be right back after the break. So now you find a police frequency on the walkie-talkie. You also look out the window and you see a single cop car approaching the building. All right. Over the radio, you hear the cop saying, hey, everything looks fine. And the building looks quiet. No big deal. The cop starts to make a U-turn. You try to use the radio to let him know not to leave. Right. But the signal doesn't seem to get to him. You try to use the phone from earlier, but the line is now dead. Okay. The cop is about to leave. So do you, A, shoot out the windows of the floor you are on and get his attention, or take the elevator to the roof and try and get a better signal?
Man, again, so many fun ones to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the roof and try to get a better signal.
Okay. All right. Let's see what this says.
I probably should have shot
out the windows. Damn. Well, I mean, I think on this one, you could go either way for sure. Shooting out the windows, because this is kind of a choose your own adventure, allows you to continue on the adventure. So, of course, shoot out the windows. Why not? And try and get his attention before he leaves the area. By the time you get to the roof, he might be out of signal range anyway.
Right? Yeah.
Getting to high ground and getting a good signal makes sense if you have time. But, it's dangerous territory.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're going to run into trying to get to the roof in the first place, okay? So, the cop will be gone by the time you get to the elevator and make your way up. And not to mention, you could get killed before you get to the roof. So, just like in Die Hard, if you haven't caught on
yet. Oh, no, I've been playing this whole thing through my head.
In Die Hard, you shoot out the windows and you throw the body of your new screwdriver holder out the window, and you hear, and of course he drops right down and lands on top of the cop car because you are that good at throwing bodies out from high. Yes, exactly. I mean, you're from Texas, so. And you hear the cop erupt over the radio, and he's like, I need backup at this building right now. Okay. So suddenly it's not so quiet, not so peaceful at this building after a dead body falls on his car. All right. So do you, A, go to the roof and try to communicate? Okay. Or B, hide until the cops get there?
I'm going to go with B because I should have already been my ass on the roof.
Hide until the cops get there or go to the roof. Let's see what this says. A. All right. You go to the roof and try to communicate with your radio because now the cop has stopped. Yeah. So
I want to talk to these people who wrote this.
You know, but hiding until the cops show up isn't a bad idea. But as we know, with some of these hostage situations and assaults, this can be a multi-day event. Mm-hmm. And your hiding could turn into starvation.
I'm on the second floor. I'm no water. Out.
That's right. You have made your way to the second floor, so you've got other exits. And making your way to the roof, I see where that could be an unreasonable piece of logic there, because you're just putting yourself in more danger trying to get up there. And to make radio comms, is it really worth it? Because you've already got the cops' attention. So you could go either way with this one. I agree. Moving on. You get to the roof to radio the cops, giving them more info on the situation. Because really, you just want to be a good Samaritan. You want to give them good comms. You want to tell them everything that they're about to face. You don't want to make any bad decisions. And most of all, you don't want any more people to die. Mm-hmm. They tell you to hide in place and let them handle it from there. Right. So do you go back down to the 11th floor and go ahead and take out the trash, right? Take out the rest of the bad guys, or B, follow the cops' instructions?
Well, it would be more fun to do A. I'm going to go with B.
B.
I never do B.
Follow the cops' instructions. Let's see the answer. Yay, look at you. Follow the cops' instructions. Okay, so obviously for the average person out there that doesn't have heroic capabilities like you or John McClane. Mm-hmm. Is that his name, John McClane?
Yeah, John McClane.
Then, you should probably, play it safe with every decision you make because you want to live at the end of the day. You want to go home to your kids, wives, whatever you got going on in your life. But if you have capabilities, then... why not?
Or take that hostess home.
The host. Yep. There you go. I mean, the hero.
Mm-hmm.
I think most heroes get laid at the end of the day. Yeah,
finger blasting all the chicks.
There you go. So let's see here. I think let's tally this up. You missed what? Three?
I think three.
I think you came in a tie with old Mike Ritland. If you haven't listened to Mike Ritland's episode, you probably should. He's got two of them now, and the 70% is passing. So good job. You, Matt, have survived this podcast.
Thank God.
By the little chinny hair on your chin. There you go. Good job, buddy. I appreciate you coming on this show. Thank you very much. And like I always say, keep it simple, because crisis will complicate the rest. And until next time, be safe out there. Can You Survive This Podcast is a production of Calvary Audio and iHeartMedia. Recorded live from a secure location here in Dallas, Texas. Produced by Brandon Morgan, Jeff Apple, and Clint Emerson. Executive produced by Keegan Rosenberger and Dana Brunetti. For Calvary Audio, I'm Clint Emerson.